KQED.
It's been a month now since a gunman opened fire on an audience at a country music festival in Las Vegas. More than half of the 59 victims killed were from California. Lisa Patterson of Lomita, near Long Beach, was one. She left behind a husband and three children. They talked to KPCC's Josie Wong about navigating through a new life.
For the last month, Bob Patterson's been taking his 7-year-old daughter, Brooke, to and from school.
Brookie, you ready, babe?
Lisa, his wife, used to do this.
Daddy, open the trunk.
All right, watch your head.
Lisa actually did everything. She coached softball, led the school PTA. She volunteered at church. She took care of her live-in mother-in-law. And she ran her husband's flooring business, did all his books.
I haven't paid a bill for 25 years. I'm still trying to figure it out. She would always say we were doomed if she ever passed away, and now it's coming to light.
Bob and Lisa never shied away from talking about death. He says that's because life had been so good to them. 28 years ago, he fell for Lisa, her irreverent humor, her kindness, and...
She was just gorgeous, and I was lucky. That's about the only thing.
The weekend Lisa died, she'd wanted to come home early from her Vegas getaway with friends so she could be with Bob and the kids. But he convinced her to stay. The night of the concert, Lisa texted Bob a kiss emoji and said she missed him. Then a few hours later, this.
Breaking news now on CBS 2 News at 11, an active shooter situation on the Las Vegas Strip.
Bob sent Lisa a flurry of texts, called her cell over and over and over.
And I got nothing.
He and his 16-year-old Robert got in the car and sped in the darkness towards Vegas. Daughter Amber drove from college in Arizona to meet them there. After a whole day of searching for Lisa in hospitals, they went to the Family Assistance Center. Bob got called into a room, and that's where he saw Lisa's purse, her phone, her lipstick, all lined up on a desk. When he walked out, his kids read his face. Amber just fell apart. Robert threw a chair and broke down. The last few weeks have been a blur of fundraisers, visits by friends bearing food. Hundreds attended Lisa's funeral service nearly 2 weeks after the shooting. Robert went up to the mic.
Mom, I love you to the moon and back. Thank you for everything you've done for me. I'll see you again someday.
When one of the most important people in your life is gone, money can be an afterthought. Bob hasn't worked the last month. He hasn't applied for victims' compensation funds offered by Nevada and California. He hasn't filed a wrongful death suit like some other families have, though a lawyer friend says he might need to at some point. But one thing Bob says he will do is take a public stand on gun control.
I don't get how we can have speed limits and plastic bag bans and all that, and we can't step up and take care of guns.
Bob and Lisa each owned a handgun for home protection, but he doesn't understand why manufacturers are allowed to sell assault weapons to civilians.
Why is it more important to have those for recreational use than to save people's lives?
Amber says she'll be speaking out on guns too and not letting fear get in her way. This past weekend, she went to an outdoor EDM concert in San Bernardino.
I don't think I thought once about, is there going to be a shooter here or something like that?
Amber's taking a break from her sophomore year of college to help look after her kid sister. Brooke may have had the least time with her mom, but she's the quickest to offer memories about her. Like when her mom encouraged her to pitch strikes during a softball game.
She said, like, one strike, and then I did a strike. A two strike, and then I did another strike.
Brooke even remembers the way her mom snored. Getting on isn't going to be easy. But this is how you try. For the California Report, I'm Josie Huang in Los Angeles.